What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 243 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. And most importantly, Jugheads Incorporated, our Facebook group. Go there, and you'll find out all of our funny hijinks before we record our shows and about our shows there and all kinds of fun stuff. Joining me for this week's morning show is one Logan Barnes.
Good morning, Steen. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Excellent, excellent.
Traffic. Pretty good.
Traffic out there is rough, but I think we can handle it.
I think so.
Leave about 15 minutes early.
Yeah. Reality. Joining Logan and myself is one...
The James.
No. No, it's not his turn yet. It's a one... Ethan Swizzy.
I took the red pill.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
I don't know. That's right? A good question.
I took the red pill.
When he took the blue pill, he went to the Hyper Bowl as Dingleberry.
Yeah.
That's fun. And James Stratton. Yeah, there it is. And that's how you do it every single time. So we're just not going to do that one again. All right. So this week's episode is all about
me.
Wrong.
Before we get into that, thanks for listening last week. That was fun. It was fun. I don't know. We've had a good response. And
I had fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
I mean, we had fun, but did anybody else have fun listening?
Well, James, if you would, A, learn to read, and B, when you did go to Jugheads Incorporated, you would see the response there was pretty good.
Savage.
I can't read. And plus, I don't want to go into Jugheads Incorporated. You put a scary picture up.
I sure did. It's creepy clown time in Jugheads Incorporated.
You mean that guy on the cover photo?
Yeah, that dude is scary.
I was like all up by your face. Did you post the video yet, Logan?
I did. It's on the comments.
Okay.
The first.
I bet he didn't get past it. There's a video.
No, I didn't watch the video.
You didn't watch it. It looks very similar to that Slender Man trailer that Eric Lemon put on Jugheads Incorporated.
Which looks really good.
It does. And it looks incredibly terrifying. That's an HBO thing.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I knew they'd been working on it for a while, but I didn't realize they had a trailer cut for it and they were ready to go with it.
Is it like a fake Slender Man or is it about like...
No, it's a documentary.
It's a documentary about a girl who believed
in it. The two girls.
Well, two girls that believed in it.
Tried to kill their friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They did kill her, didn't they?
No. I thought it was an attempted murder, not a murder.
It was attempted.
Okay.
She like crawled out of the woods or whatever and was found by a passerby bleeding out from like 20-something stab wounds or something like that.
Slender Man made me do it.
Yep.
Yeah, he makes me do lots of stuff.
Slender Man's not going to make you late to work this morning.
That was.
I stumbled.
Tim Murphy, yeah. Logan's making fun of you, and we'll send you a file to prove it.
I'm not making fun of you, Tim. I love you, Tim.
So. I make fun of you, Tim.
You inspire me to be a morning host.
Yeah, Tim, ask him to do his impression of you.
Yeah, he's got one. It's not.
How's it
going?
I'm Tim Murphy.
No, he knows about that one.
That's old country.
Waking up this morning with Tate and the Gooch.
You said it. There it is. Do we have to censor that?
No.
Mom G? Okay.
No, because it's a proper noun.
Yeah, it's a name, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we call things by their name here.
Yep.
Yeah. We do.
Ethan Macaroni.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is it.
All right, so this week's episode is about virtual reality.
That's what his name is.
And a VR. And I'm still a little groggily from it. But that's okay. So what we encourage you to do is go over to Jugheads Incorporated.
Go to Logan's house and try out his VR.
Please don't come to my house.
Please go to Logan's house when he's at work.
No.
And
touch
all
the windows.
Touch all of his things.
Please don't.
Call his home and scream and then just hang up.
You know what would be great?
We don't have a landline anymore. It's gone.
Still call his home and scream. It'd be great if like you came home one day and like your VR headset was a little sweaty.
Ugh, that
would be amazing.
This is the horror story in one sentence right there.
I would love to pull that off.
Actually, I put a hook on my desk where I can hang it on the side of my desk. So
yeah, I'm just dunk it in the toilet and leave.
That would probably ruin it.
Whatever.
It's another one of our wacky fun things on...
Wacky fun.
You know what's not going to ruin your day? The weather. It's a perfect 72 degrees outside this morning.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's not 72 degrees.
It kind of went with the music.
It did. A little bit.
So tell us about virtual reality, Logan.
It's reality, but it's virtual.
So, oh, wow. No, it's very technical of you.
It is coming to its own recently. The first commercially available high-end VR headsets have been released this year.
Some do explode on your face, and some don't.
Well, only Note 7s, but if...
Sorry, Ian.
Ian can't hear you anymore. His phone blew up, and he was washing his clothes, and that blew up, too.
Washer.
The two original competitors came out this year, Oculus and the HTC Vive, in full commercial release. PlayStation VR has come out recently. Mr. Stratton has one of those.
Yeah, I got one.
Then you have lesser competitors in cell phone VR. Get out of here with that trash. No, that's...
I tried it. It wasn't just terrible.
It has a place. It does.
Like there was an app on it that was like the solar system one where you fly around in a ship and it just takes you all.
That's called No Man's Sky, and it was terrible.
No, no, this was better than No Man's Sky.
God, that was $64.99.
With the cell phone VR, can you set it up like a virtual movie theater and watch movies on it?
I mean, I believe you can.
Yeah, you can. Okay. You can do the Vive like that too. You can. There's a home theater.
Yeah, they've got.
But who would want to sit there with that big old headset on their face?
You just lay down. Like you can literally just like just lay down and watch it.
But see, that would be a weird feeling though.
Yeah, they have Hulu on the PlayStation VR.
Yeah,
and Hulu has special. Like episodes of like Mythbusters and stuff like that where they were doing Shark Week and it was the producers were scouting a location to shoot and they used a 360 camera for the location scouting. So you can literally like watch the entire thing. They've got it all laid out and labeled for you and you can see what the sharks are and the ships and stuff. They're underwater and it's really neat.
VR is really neat for things like that, learning experiences, mm-hmm. educational stuff with the increased use of 360 degree cameras. You can explore snapshots or videos in time that can take you places and it really does create a sense of being there.
Mm-hmm. You will forget, even in the short amount of time, the cartoony games that we were playing, you just kind of forget.
You lose your sense of direction in 2 minutes. Like you have no idea where you're facing after a short amount of time.
And sometimes you can lose your balance.
So I have had an HTC Vive for about 2 or 3 months now. I can't exactly remember.
About 2 or 3 months.
I've spent too much time in the digital world. It has been a really good experience for me. I am more of a fan of the room scale than I am the seated experiences, though the seated experiences are pretty good. I like those for horror games a lot to build the tension, and nobody's done a good room scale horror game yet.
I didn't try the horror game that you did.
Yeah, the seated horror game.
I didn't think I wanted to.
The seated games.
I'm sure it was fun. I don't feel like getting freaked out.
Part of VR is the complaints that are drawn against it are motion sickness, and a lot of the times room scale does not give you motion sickness that bad simply because you are moving. You are doing the movements.
So it's a one to one kind of movement.
Your body's doing it. Period. Motion sickness comes a lot with games that either have locomotive movement in addition to your body.
Because I haven't played it yet, but Until Dawn game where it's...
You walk and it has the movement for you.
Until Dawn is a roller coaster rail shooter. So that one might cause motion sickness there.
Yeah, because your body is not moving.
It's stable, but you're looking around and the camera is constantly going forward.
Your body
is telling me yes!
But your legs are telling you no.
So does your butt. It's seated.
I noticed on the putt-putt game.
Let's not talk about that.
We'll move.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Well, okay.
Stupid. But motion sickness happens a lot with seated controller games, simply because the character is moving, your brain thinks you're moving, but you're not.
And I will say, I've played the Oculus, and Logan brought his Vive, and we demoed it. Number one, I think I tried to sell you on the Vive when it was coming out. But number two, I tell you, I just can't ever play it sitting down ever again after standing up and moving around.
The room scale is totally different.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, really, like The first thing I played was the putt-putt, and that was frustrating because I'm terrible at real golf. But the
we all are.
But the second thing was, you know, like...
Zombie training simulator.
Yeah, zombie shoot-em-up. And
so much fun.
I totally forgot that I was even in a room with you morons. You can see the video of why I forgot that over at Jugheads Incorporated, and James's bullet time is amazing. But it's super immersive, and I just... I think the real trick with VR is making you not feel so good. And I can say I played, I don't even know how long I played, but
I played for about 30, 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, when I played on the Oculus, I would have to like watch like a 5 minute thing and then stop because your brain just doesn't want you to feel like you're moving like that when you know you're sitting down.
Yeah.
It's just weird. The ability to get up and walk around and, you know, reach and duck, and because James is playing a game and you're like, no, duck.
Yeah.
And
to actually dodge arrows.
Actually
crouch.
Duck. Yeah. So I don't know. For me, I mean, I'm feeling a little ugh right now, but I didn't have real dinner either. So that may be it too. But yeah, the motion sickness in this is not nearly as bad as it is when you're sitting down.
Whoa, what was that? I think I may have touched my... Yeah.
Quit touching
touched
it.
My, yeah. I'll take my hands away.
Touch my mic. Be with me.
Where's my train of thought? The motion sickness from VR is very unique. I get motion sickness when I play seated games for about 30 minutes. I'm not even built up enough tolerance to play those for long periods of time. But it's very quick. Like when you get the motion sickness from it, you know it's there. Like don't try to fight it. Just take the headset off.
When you get the motion sickness,
what you do is you just vomit everywhere.
Keep playing. Play through it. No, don't play through it. That will actually reduce your resistance to it.
If you just, that's what you should do. If you start feeling sick, stop.
Stop immediately. It is that you can go online and
find
something.
Tips. Say something.
You can go online and find tips for combating motion sickness, building resistance to it. One of the big ones, though, is if you do start feeling motion sick, stop immediately. Because if you keep pushing through it, it will make your resistance worse. So
I didn't really experience much of that.
Again, the full body range of motion stuff is different. And
yeah,
that was the first time I've ever done like the full VR experience. The only thing I've ever done before tonight was the cell phone stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought cell phone stuff was pretty decent. I was like, oh, okay, this is actually pretty impressive for a cell phone.
Yeah.
But that was the...
But it's not comparable at all once you get in there.
Oh, goodness, no. No, no, no. But once I got in there and started playing, I was like, oh, yeah, this is really cool. The zombie shoot 'em up game.
Yeah.
If you're not dual wielding on that, you're not doing it right. I'm just saying.
I didn't. I wasn't doing that at all.
Oh, man, I was dual wielding, and I was just turning it all.
No. You were doing it wrong. What you should have done is you should have been luring them away with stakes into, like, certain spots.
You can still pick up stakes if you're dual wielding, bud.
But you don't have three hands.
But you, like, you can just pick the stake up. And
yeah, that's stupid. No. I did single gun.
I can pick up a stake and throw it while holding an assault rifle at the same time,
Josh, let's test it.
Did you guys figure out that you can throw the propane tanks and shoot them in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, I just shot the guns.
Yeah. But anyway, Ian kicked us off here. What were your general impressions with full-scale VR?
It's fun. I mean, I don't think I played it as long as anybody else did, which might be why I didn't get the motion sickness. There,
I didn't get motion sickness.
I thought it was. I think I started out with the zombie game, didn't I?
Yeah,
and that was really fun. Like I liked the dual wielding. It was the controllers seemed accurate.
That's what I was about to say. I was really surprised at the accuracy.
Yeah, your controllers are
uber
nice.
Accurate.
Yeah, they were.
Logan, you should probably tell how it's set up.
Yeah, give us your setup
with the HTC Vive. You get. It's a kit. It comes in its own little black box, and inside the kit you get the headset, you get a pair of really good quality Vive earbuds. You can replace those with anything. I'm probably going to get a wireless pair, which everybody says works better. It comes with the link box, which you plug the headset into, and then that plugs into your PC. That translates the data and sends it to your headset and keeps all the signals separate from your monitor and stuff. Then you get the two lighthouses or base stations. They're little cubes that have infrared sensors inside of them that you can mount in a room or on objects to basically they cast a field that senses the wands and the headset's positioning as you play.
It's just the tracking.
It's tracking stuff. Infrared tracking. But basically that's all there is to it. Once you get those set up, they can wirelessly communicate with each other, but I prefer to run the cable. You get less interference if you run this little cable between them to keep them synced.
And didn't you say you could add a third?
You can add a third base station. There are three
for more
space
movement. Yeah,
a lot of places do it. There's one game out right now that takes advantage of the maximum allowable space of a Vive, which is 4 meters by 4 meters.
English.
4 meters by 4 meters.
English.
American.
4 of them British things times 4 of them other British things.
Listen, son, this is Trump's America, as we discovered last week in America 2, Freedom Boogaloo. So we're going to need you to speak it in terms that speak the president-elect can understand.
It's like 12 feet or something like that.
It didn't feel like it that much. It felt shorter than that.
No, we were in a 2.4 by 2.2 meter space.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I could tell that.
Yeah. That's what you get out of the commercial kit, which is big enough for most small rooms in a house. I can fit it in my bedroom at home. It's not that big, but it's enough space to move around and do things.
Do you just wallow around in your bed? And
no.
Like,
yeah, he does.
My VR and my computer is one half of the room, and then like my bed and my table and stuff are another half. So
you have like a 4 foot room.
No,
you have a house. Why would it all be in your bedroom?
Because I haven't taken over other rooms yet.
All right, moving on. Ian,
what are your thoughts?
I had fun.
You played the zombie game, the mini golf game, and the dungeon crawler. You did all three.
Yeah, I did all three. The zombie game was really fun. I liked the dual wielding. Like I said, the controllers were surprisingly accurate as far as aiming goes. There was a very small learning curve on it to try and get an idea of kind of what the gameplay was and the patterns, but once I kind of figured it out, I got much better at it and I started to progress a little bit better. The mini golf game, I would say it's really fun. The ball doesn't seem to travel realistically.
I would say a lot of profane words.
Yeah.
The game is called Cloudlands VR Mini Golf, just to clarify.
It's fun. The courses are very elaborate.
I wish there was a real mini golf course like that.
There are some like par 30 holes later on that just get insane because you can do that in VR.
Yeah, but
you can also shoot your golf ball off the corner of a brick and it go flying into space.
Yeah, but
that kind of sucked.
The ball physics in that game are not very realistic, it doesn't seem like. And I think I noticed that certain surfaces were going to affect the ball much differently than others. And so not knowing what the ball is going to do made it a little bit harder.
The problem I had with the Cloudlands VR was that like the hitbox on your club is slightly larger than the actual club.
I was constantly like tapping the ball accidentally. And
I will say this, it was a major improvement over Wii Golf.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it definitely was
and
better.
Dan
than
Marsh
that.
And I played Wii Golf and Tiger Woods EA Sports Golf on Wii every night for like a year and a half. I would almost buy the Vive for that golf game.
Yeah.
It was fun.
There are other full golf games coming as well. So
that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with the Wii, we got the Wiimotes. People were slinging them through TVs. I mean, I know you don't have a TV necessarily in this, but do you feel that the Vive sticks are durable, they're safe, you're not going to break them? What happens if you break one?
You have to buy another one from HTC.
And
you call? I think they're like $200.
What? Cool. And Ian was complaining about PS4 controller.
They're like $150 or $200. I'm not sure exactly how much they're. I don't intend on breaking mine, but
I want to go break one.
I have had.
Wow. Sure.
Thanks.
God, you would break him too. He would just cry.
I have had accidents with them when you're adjusting to it and you're not in a gigantic open space like we were.
I bet you did.
There was. When I first played it, the place I was in had about 7 foot ceilings. So when you would go to throw a grenade, sometimes you would tap the roof or tap the ceiling over your head. So that was a hazard, and they survived that. So they're pretty durable. They're not. You can tell that they understand that stuff's gonna happen. So they didn't just make them out of, you know.
I tell you what,
stuff.
They did feel quality enough that if I dropped one, I would probably not feel bad about it.
Yeah, no, there's no like glass or IR sensors visible like on like the Wiimote had that little plastic glass front thing
on the tip.
Yeah,
yeah.
What did you think about the dungeon crawler?
Didn't like it when that one didn't care for it.
I watched James play it and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna play it. James really liked it.
Yeah, the Colosseum stuff was fun. Not the puzzle solving part. I mean, that was okay. But the Colosseum stuff when Logan was like, hey, jump ahead a few chapters, that was a lot of fun.
I didn't like the static movement and the teleporting.
The teleporting? Yeah.
Because you press a button, hold it down, a little line comes up, and then you let it, it tells you, you can point your controller to where you want to teleport to, you let go, and now you're standing in that place. And none of the enemies...
Point your gun the other way, sir. Yeah.
Well, none of the enemies will come at you until you get right up next to them. But once you're in that spot, you're stuck there.
Well, no, you can move in your room scale space. I mean, you just can't, like, action roll 5 feet away like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's there's not much, you know, moving around that you're going to do that's going to make any kind of difference. I didn't care for that. I probably would have preferred something on that one, like a D-pad or little analog controller to try and move or something like that.
The main forms of locomotion in VR are, like I said, they're either controller when you're seated. The teleportation is really popular simply because it helps cut down on motion sickness the most.
Yeah, but
and then
what I noticed was like when you started me on that level, I had to go a pretty good little distance to get to where I needed to for something to happen. And so it was just tapping the thing very quickly and I'm just jumping forward in space, you know, rapidly and it felt weird. I probably got a little, okay, I got to stop doing this or this is going to make me sick kind of thing like that. But once I got where
I was
going.
And it also kind of probably annoyed you too.
Because I was just like, can I just walk there?
See, and that's my thing with VR, where I don't necessarily mind it so much if my butt is sitting on my couch. You know, like the things like, I don't know, having to walk all the way across the world in Skyrim. I'm not going to want to do that in VR. And the alternate methods of doing it don't feel natural. So, like, yeah, I get that. So, in the putt-putt game, you could just, like, quick jump to where your ball was, and that was kind of, but...
Yeah, but it made more sense in that game because you weren't going long distances.
I mean,
it was a couple feet, you know...
FYI, the dungeon crawling game is called Vanishing Realms, just for anybody.
I mean, it was, you know... It's not to say that I didn't like it. It's just probably out of the three that I played, that was the least...
The other game that I have, the military simulator called Onward VR, promotes the system where you move using the D-pad in your left hand. You push the buttons and you move according to where your hand is pointing. You move relative to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a smooth movement kind of character control, but you are standing. I can say that if you run in place while you're doing that, it cuts down on the motion sickness significantly just because your body's actually
in
motion.
I wish I had a video of that for Jugheads.
You can get one of those Omni.
You use Omnitrack. An Omni for something like that.
I think those are cool.
Yeah, I would love an Omni, but I just don't have that extra money. But when I first started playing Onward, it was so different than anything I'd done before. So different than teleportation, the regular walking. You want to fall over. Like, as soon as you start strafing sideways and you're not strafing sideways, your body leans that direction because it thinks you're moving that way. And it's just, it totally messes with your senses the first few times you play it.
Yeah, but the other thing that I did notice with the putt-putt game was, like, say the course where you were playing. The ball might get off to the side where it's on a wall platform or something that's risen a little bit.
Yes.
And then
you're standing through it.
Well, you teleport there and all of a sudden it's right there on you and it just kind of takes you off guard.
Yeah.
And you feel like I shouldn't be standing here.
Right.
Standing on air.
And your brain is telling you can't swing your club through the wall.
Yeah. But you can.
But you can.
you know.
But shouldn't.
There's some rules of physics that you have to just ignore sometimes. Well, when you play certain
sometimes games. It's jarring. You know, like I said, there were times when I would teleport to where my ball was in that game, and I would look, and I would be. It would disorient me a little bit because, you know, I might be standing next to a wall and I'm afraid, like, I have to take a step back because I think, yeah. Oh gosh, I'm going to hurt my shins. You
know? I'm like, that. I'm going to break this club. If you've ever hit a golf club on anything that was not flexible, it hurts.
Yeah.
And just,
yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else was neat. Like your speaking of the cart. Controllers, When you're playing the putt-putt game and you actually hit the ball, there's some vibration
force
there.
Force feedback.
Yeah, there's some force feedback that I was very realistic. Like, I was like, oh, wow, man, that actually feels like some...
What the putt-putt game made me want was a full golf game.
Yeah.
That's what it made me want. Because then going on to play the zombie game, the accuracy let me realize, well, if I had a full golf game, I mean, I can see the golf club right in front of me. I should probably be able to play that. That would be super fun, I think. It would probably be very challenging. It would probably be very frustrating. But so was like Wii Golf.
Yeah. See, the only thing that I would worry about a full golf game in VR is playing it with the controllers. Because when I went over to the dungeon crawler, I was trying out some of the different weapons. One of them was a two-handed battle axe.
Yeah.
I didn't even use it. I picked it up and... it's weird. Like, you could see these two circles on the shaft of the axe, and it could show you where your hand motions were. And it was your hands were kind of locked into it, but you could slide your hand up and down for like better control and stuff like that. But you couldn't let go of either hand. So I'm thinking, like, if that translates into a golf game, the other issue that you're going to come in with is there is no weight in your hands.
None of the club.
And so that it's...
Well, and that's why Wii Golf was so interesting, because you had the exact same... I mean, I'm not really honestly comparing a great working VR to the Nintendo Wii, but it was the same sort of concept. Like, you had to feel it, you know, very much like the putt-putt. Like, you had to learn the feel, just like you do in real golf. And it's some growing pains, and I'm sure if we had more time, we would probably get pretty good at the putt-putt golf.
I would say that I would love to see something, you know, in pie in the sky thinking, but, you know, like attachments or accessories that maybe would add some weight distribution to, you know,
like
to the controller.
Like the Wii Sports
attachments. That's what I was about to say.
Did they have them?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
They had tennis rackets.
It was like Nerf.
Yeah. It was stupid.
But yeah, they were like, it was $20 for five things that they were made
something
of foam.
That feels
it was
like
horrible.
Something that gives you kind of weight in your hands and makes that weight distribute, and it makes it feel like you're actually holding, you know, whatever it is.
You don't need VR for that.
I agree with Ian on that, because when I play the military simulator, that's what I miss, because I play airsoft, so I know what the weight of the gun is like in my hand. Mm-hmm. So when I'm supposedly holding an MP5 in the game and there's no weight, and I have one hand up front, and it locks in like the battle axe does.
Yeah.
Your hands lock in on certain positions. It just feels weird to have that disconnect between your hands.
And then my hands are going to go flying all over the place.
Yeah.
And that was the thing about holding the battle axe, is I never felt like I could get control of the whole thing, because I'm not actually holding anything. You know,
you don't have that weight to tell where you need to hold
well, and there's also not that rigid surface to keep my hands in line with. You know,
they're gonna drift.
And when you do, it feels weird. It just doesn't work right. And so I drift, you drift, we drift. So I imagine a golf game would be feel like that a lot.
I mean, they could swap with the golf game to the same, like, the one club, because when you play the mini golf game, you use one wand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would use one.
So they could make a rear extension for the club.
Yeah.
Something that just sticks out the back a little bit.
Yeah, something that adds weight and balance to it would do some very, very good things for the feel of it. Like maybe some kind of connector. If it's a two-handed thing like a golf club or a battle axe or whatever it is that you're holding, something that connects them, you know, end to end, something. I don't know how that would work, but at least so I know that my hands are stationary.
They're in line.
They're static in a specific place, as opposed to I'm imagining that I'm actually holding this and then trying to figure out the position correctly so I can do what it is that I need to do.
So James played the zombie game and the dungeon crawler. What were your impressions?
Zombie game was a lot of fun. I wish that was on PlayStation because that's what I have is a PlayStation VR.
How did that compare?
Well, it felt like the feeling of going into VR was, I mean, it was felt the same. Graphics on his were, you know, a little better, but I mean, not by much. The PlayStation VR though, way more comfortable on the face.
Did you put your bionic eyes in?
Yes.
It's not 4K. It's not 4K.
Just checking because you know you wouldn't be able to tell if you didn't have the right eyes in.
The 4K would actually matter on that scale.
The PlayStation VR does and the reviews I've been reading on all the different VRs, like they say PlayStation has the best headset for comfort, and I mean it's got some super plush padding on it, so I mean it has zero weight to it.
I will say
nobody wants to listen to David Axelrod's podcast.
I will say that was my only thing. Like that was a heavy headset.
And I don't think it's nearly as heavy as the Oculus is.
No. Oh, boy. When you strap the Oculus on your head, and I know I had a dev kit, but still. Hey, tilt your microphone up so we can hear you all the way. Tilt it towards your face. How many podcast episodes have you done?
Three.
I can't. I didn't want to touch it because I think the neck of it's real weak. So.
Well, screw it in.
I can't. It'll cause fuzzies. I'll sit like this real awkward.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
it'll cause fuzzies.
The Vive,
those are AR things. Fuzzies.
The Vive has a better time fitting over glasses than the Oculus does, from reports.
I just had on the big glasses.
I will say,
I have the right vision, so I didn't need mine.
Well, see, several
James is blind.
Yeah, several of my friends who have glasses had to keep them on. That was just the way it
worked.
I had
to keep them on, and it was fine. Like it didn't hurt. It wasn't pressing against them. And I guess I played for, 30, 35 minutes?
Yeah, you played for a while, man.
And it never did
hurt. You played
hurt.
Right on through creepy clown time.
But, it was hard getting it off without, like, I had to get Logan to help. I was like, all right, I'm going to pull my glasses up because I want to raise it up. Like, I was like, I can't see. Oh, my glasses are up in there.
Let me ask you this. I know you didn't use the earbuds, but do you think the sound quality would have been different if you didn't have over-ear?
Now, I use over-ear on PlayStation VR.
Right.
I use the PlayStation. They have 3D surround built in.
The gold headsets or the silver headset?
The gold.
Yeah, that's their flagship one.
Yeah. I use those. And you can't do it wirelessly. If you do it wirelessly, you get the 7.1 audio, but you have to plug straight in to get the 3D environment audio for PlayStation. So I'm used to having the audio cable hanging off the back, and yeah, that wasn't a big deal. But I really enjoyed it. I don't have a PC that could do that kind of stuff, so you know it's
But
it's fun.
I don't have the $800 to do that kind of stuff.
It's definitely a commitment because you do have to buy a $1,200 PC.
See, I'm kind of surprised you don't have one, Ian.
I don't have $800. I mean, I do not have it. I would love to have one.
Yeah, yeah.
My PC.
I'll get you one for Christmas.
Please. Okay. I would take it. Actually, no. Pay one of my bills.
No. You get a five or nothing.
I'm flipping it on eBay. And that's a car
He's
note, buddy.
He's flipping it.
When I built my PC last year, I think it was a little over a year ago, the idea was that it would be VR ready. I wanted to make sure that was going to be something that I spent money for. But, you know, now that it's here, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
It's how much is it total, the kit?
$800.
$800 for the Vive itself. For the comparable...
For that whole kit,
mine is custom built. Mine was a PC that I built 2 years ago.
No, not your PC. The kit that you have with the controller.
$800.
So the whole thing.
Yes.
$800. You get the headset, the controllers, and the two sensors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The Oculus is what you're thinking of that just comes with a headset for $600, and you can buy the controller separately for $200.
Yeah. So. See, I'm just. No.
Because they're horrible.
But Oculus has a disadvantage in that it uses light tracking. It uses a regular camera. So it can be affected by the lights in your room, your windows.
Think about the Kinect on a larger scale.
Well, the Kinect was IR, so it's closer to the Vive.
Well, but the sensors were flipping terrible on that thing.
Yeah, the Kinect was primitive.
But the issue with the Kinect was it was stationary in one point.
Yeah.
So it was only looking at you from one angle. Yeah. And, you know, if it dropped a space on your body, then that's why your hand would like all of a sudden just start freaking out.
Seizing.
The Vive is picking you up from two locations and being at least closer to 3D picture. Yeah. So
I do wonder how great it would be with three.
I mean, it's even better with three. There are videos you can watch online of convention rigs that they bring around where they actually have the harnesses that rig up through the ceiling so your cords are not around your feet, and there are people like doing crazy sword tricks and like spinning around and
holy flip,
all kinds of stuff. So,
Well, I enjoyed both things that I played, and I would play that zombie game again for hours.
Oh, that
hours.
Was so much fun.
Yeah, I would play it again for hours.
I got my mother to play the zombie game.
Oh, wow.
She enjoys it. So.
And I will say, when I test drove an Oculus before, I watched a small movie where people shot fireworks out of their butt, and that was kind of funny. And then I played a submarine game. That was weird. And I played that survival horror game. And these just, it's not even in the same ballpark, man. It's not. It's just so much better. It is so much better. And, you know, the putt-putt game had its little quirks, but really, I could play that zombie game a long time.
The first time I set up room scale, I played the dungeon crawler straight through for 4 hours.
Oh, I'm kind of upset I didn't play the putt-putt game.
I was so
sore.
You
should have, yeah. Well, we have a space. We should do this again. Just do it for the F of it. So here's my thing, though. I know that like folks who are super into building a PC and into this kind of technology, it's great for them. And honestly, the cost is low for what you get out of it. But it's not going to go mainstream until we can cut that cord and reduce the size of that box. It's just not. I think that's why people are so stubborn about cell phone VR, because you want that portability. You know, I at least want it on my hip. If you have a cable with it, that's fine. But
you have to treat it like a console. You can't just say, oh, I just want to wander around the whole world in VR. It doesn't work.
No,
that
but
way.
You have to sell it like that. And a lot of times they sell this as an experience.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just playing a game.
It's a different way to play a game.
Did you not hear how he said, do you want to do the zombie experience or the golf experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Logan was all into the lingo using.
But
you're part of the machine, Logan.
Yeah, he is. Do you work for HTC now?
To me, it
you're part of the mainstream media.
To me, it's way different than if you sat at a computer with a controller and shot at zombie targets.
Yes. That's true. It wouldn't be nearly as fun.
Yeah, it is a different way to play a video game.
Graphics are cardboard cutouts of zombies. It's not like it's amazing
but
graphics.
See, that's, but that, they play to their strength. They play to, you know, I mean, their strength and their weakness.
The simple fact that it's in VR and they're coming at you and you're having to shoot that moment of like, oh, God, this is so much fun. Yeah. And you can use the gun. Like, I discovered you don't have to have a sword.
You can just
hit them with a gun and you're like, ugh. Get back. Well,
the first round that I played in the zombie game was set on like wave 30 or something like that.
Yeah,
that
I've been playing a bit.
It was way too hard for me. So
that's why I was having a hard time.
Yeah. And so when they rushed me to eat me alive, I was like, oh God, this is what it's going to feel like. This is what it's going to feel like. It's not going to be cardboard. Oh, yeah.
And then it just resets.
Yeah. You have died. Boop. Yeah. I don't know.
Should have wielded the pistols.
No, I shouldn't have played it on level 30 for the first time.
It's really fun.
But I know, man. Like, I'm stinking impressed with it. I mean, I really am.
Stinking.
I'm not going to go buy one, but no. I don't have the capabilities to. My HP Pavilion won't do that.
If you are interested in VR, HTC themselves offer several things. You can buy the Vive for $800 if you have the computer that can run it. You can also get a kit that is a Vive-ready PC plus
it's
the
like
Oculus.
$1,500.
$1,499
plus. That's a pretty good deal.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
But
Samsung selling this Michael Bay experience with theirs where like
it explodes right in your face.
You sit on a washer to play it, and your face blows off, and then the washer blows the rest. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
God. So what experiences would you like to see on VR, Ian? What is a game that you would like to play?
Well, I'm glad you didn't bring out your porn games, Logan. Let's just say that.
We had to make him stop doing that.
it didn't happen. He cleaned it off enough.
Yeah. I don't have any. They're not on my computer.
I mean,
whose computer are they on?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to do the military one, but
right.
You know, I play a lot of shooters and stuff like that, so I think that would be fun. You know, more than anything, I would say that stuff would lend itself to games that are already designed to be super immersive, like survival horror stuff. Though I get creeped out really easy, so I would be like, I want this, but I don't want it at all.
That's exactly why I told him. I was like, not doing it. Can't do it. No. Like I got a little scared watching that Slender Man trailer. Thanks a lot, Lemon.
Yeah.
But
I get scared super easy, so that stuff. But I could see how that could change the entire experience.
Yeah.
Even if it were something that was like on rails, you know, kind of experience, that would just be incredibly terrifying. Shooters, I think I could see that being really good, because I know with the zombie survival game, the dual wielding and the accuracy of the controllers was really cool. I still can't believe
how accurate that was.
Yeah, I was like, it was very spot on. Sports games would be cool. I could see something like a baseball game. Swinging a bat would be really fun.
There's a game called Rec Room, which is a multiplayer game in which you can do ping pong, darts, dodgeball, frisbee battles, and paintball.
That'd be pretty cool.
It's
I mean, a ping pong, like I loved when I had my Kinect for the 360 playing the ping pong game that they had.
Yeah.
I played a lot of that game. It was really fun. So something like that and that kind of immersive experience, though, I could see how the wiring and things like that, if you didn't have it harnessed up, could get in your way and could restrict your movement. And, you know, if I'm by myself playing and I'm really getting into it, I might hurt myself.
The cords are actually designed to be tangleless. They're not meant to wrap up around your legs. Like, you feel them and you freak out, obviously, because you think you're going to trip. But the way they're made is to not trip you and to not kink up, actually. Yeah. So it's pretty smart. It's just, it's hard to get used to because they're actually touching your legs.
It's right. Still it's, like, and I'm thinking, man, that's connected to a couple $1,000 piece machine. I would rather not jerk that thing off the table. You know, that would not be a good thing.
It's his fault. He knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it's a risk you assume when you let other people play with your toys. But
yeah, well.
James, what kind of experience would you like to see on a room scale VR like that?
I would really like to try a horror game, not a, you know, a horror game.
Horror.
Do you know what I would like to play?
With clowns.
I would like to have played
not
that.
Not with clowns.
I would like to have played that Norman Reedus Silent Hill demo.
Yeah. In first person.
Yeah.
The PT demo?
Mm-hmm.
There are a few horror games that are room scale. There's one where like you're a pizza delivery guy and you show up and like
that sounds like a porn.
I was about to say, Logan, that's your porn.
Logan,
it's a Lorgan.
Lorgan, Patrick Swayze.
He's porning today. Come on, it's a Lorgan.
Like you go in and then like
Lorgan,
the door shuts behind you and then there are like these three living dolls in the house. I think one of them's a clown. So
nope, I'm out.
And like you have to keep the lights on in the room so they don't murder you. So like you're walking around, it uses the D-pad controls, so like you're walking around and like you got to keep lights on and keep an eye on the dolls.
No, never mind. Any instance where a clown could pop up, James is just gonna,
what about a murder doll?
Yeah, no, not even that either. No. Murder clown dolls are probably the worst. So yeah, you should play that demo though, James. You should do that next time. You should play. No, it doesn't have his doesn't have a clown in it.
You talking about Monstrum?
Yeah,
that's the sit down.
Yeah, no.
Controller game. It's hard to get used to.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but yeah, that's clowns are creepy. Me,
Josh?
I would like to play a sports game. I would like to play like tennis or
sports.
I would like to play that. I would like to have played that military demo. To be honest, because like Time Crisis or some any kind of like cop game would be great that required me like dodging behind stuff, you know, that'd be good too. And then I really would like to play the bomb game.
In VR. Keep talking and nobody explodes. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to play that.
I played that on cell phone VR and it was incredibly fun.
Mm. I want to say the wands are compatible with this one.
Yeah, so to the best of my knowledge, that game,
and touch.
Well, that game, when what it was made, it was designed.
What does it not do for you that you wish it did, Logan?
Oh, jeez, Logan.
It's a lower game.
I really, after playing Onward, I want some MMO experiences. I want, like, EverQuest as a VR game. I want to go questing with people. I want to, like, fight skeletons and dragons alongside other people. Hmm. That is...
Interesting.
That is an experience that Skyrim. I would like. There's one company working on a fairly generic MMORPG that's supposed to have a beta before the end of the year, Wizard VR. It looks...
It just sounds really basic. Ooh, I mean,
that's what you're working with right now. It's like, this is a very, very
with Nintendo 64 graphics.
Technology, so... Yeah. It's coming, though. The multiplayer experiences are coming. And
when is the cable-free stuff coming?
There actually is a battery pack transmitter in the Chinese market right now, released by a Vive sister company. That it was released 2 weeks ago or last week, only for that market right now.
Yeah,
but it's an attachment that you fit it into the cable ports that are actually on the headset, and it sits back over your head. So it's also a counterweight to that front part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
So it adds some weight to the back.
And that would probably make it feel better.
It gives you 2 or 3 hours worth of wireless playtime, I think is what it was.
That's not bad.
I just wonder what the latency is.
Supposedly none.
Hmm. Can they put that in like a Power Rangers helmet? That'd be cool.
I'd love to fit my VR into a Kamen Rider helmet. That would be fun.
An Iron Man game would be super. Where you are,
where you're just shooting blasts out of your
Lorgan.
The Vive is also working on new controllers that incorporate 5-finger motion. So that's kind of like essentially a power glove for your hands. That
I think that's for those games from Japan you were talking about.
Yeah, it's just $1,200 per hand.
Those are different peripherals, Josh. But
you wouldn't know anything about those. They're a lot more expensive than that in the long run. Anyway, so $1,200 finger gloves.
That was just a randomly thrown out number. So.
No, it's but like a power glove. That's
the stuff they're working on. Is the
but
suit
see that
stuff.
has so many more applications than just us farting around with a video game. I mean, really,
it does. You think of like medical robot control and stuff.
What was
that
stupid Microsoft thing that they tried to demo that is not
the HoloLens that they kind of swept under the rug for a little while?
Yeah, whoops, bad.
You can buy a dev kit on Amazon for $3,000.
Yeah, they just trying to outprice you because they showed that video and then they're like, oh, my bad. It doesn't really do any of that.
Well, no. It does, but it's just like, no, we aren't as close as we said we were to having this.
They totally lied.
But if they get there, it's still going to be pretty cool.
It's neat. I love altered reality. Yeah. Altered reality is the everyday stuff. Alternate reality is the walking around, constantly playing a game kind of thing.
Yes.
And I think that is...
Like Google Glass.
Yeah,
and but could you... It would be really, really cool to like be walking around with your HoloLens glasses on.
It would be so
like
distracting.
Checking your emails and like throwing stuff on walls.
You meet up with some other people in the park and you've got your $1,200 finger gloves on and you can play
and then we
like
murder
Call
you
of
all.
Duty
yeah,
in the park, be. You know, with your HoloLenses on.
Some laser tag. That would be fun.
Yeah. Huh. That would be interesting. All right.
I would make fun of all those people. Yeah.
We would
be putting one on playing.
I would still make fun of them.
We would be videoing them.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah.
Killed you, nerd.
Look at those nerds.
You stupid nerd.
It's fun. All right. So if you've had a VR experience, tell us about it in the AR. Go over to Jugheads Incorporated, and if you have some weird peripherals that you don't want to tell us about, that's fine. Logan didn't bring all his toys tonight, and we're glad for it. But
yep.
Jugheads Incorporated, go over there, check out the videos of us playing with the stuff, and Ian playing with whatever he was doing in his. Not really sure. We think he was still playing the game. But
putt-putt.
That's, yeah. What
some people call it.
Schweizer.
Gah. Anyway, that's my jam.
What's your jam?
No, not Ian's playing with the whatever. Ah, but
gotcha. Gotcha.
With yeah. the whatever.
Not the jam. Not the jam.
It is time for jamming.
Logan. Jam. Morgan.
My jam is the morning show on WKRX with Tane and the Gooch.
And the Gooch.
And the Gooch, 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 Gooch.
And his old pal Satan.
My jam.
Dingleberry.
My jam is still National Novel Writing Month this time.
It's the longest you've ever done it.
Like, I've 30,000 words as of this podcast release or more. I'm really enjoying the story that I'm writing.
It's just
this time,
five words.
So, yeah, it is. Repeated. But I'm having a good time with it this year.
All work and no play
makes Lorgan a dull boy.
Lorgan Swayze.
That's what would happen if you two had a kid. Ian, what's your jam?
Secrets of Monkey Island is a free...
Okay, it's something that just was like, I'm going to tell you this story about the secrets of Monkey Island.
No, it's a PC game. It's a PC point-and-click adventure game.
LucasArts.
From LucasArts, I don't know what year it was, but there was a remaster of it done for 360, and I think it was a remaster for Xbox One, but it's one of the free games with gold this month. I've never played it, and I'm actually having a fun time with it.
They're hilarious games.
Yeah, it's very stupid humor, but it's
If you
it's
like
funny.
Those, you should try Space Quest. They're a very similar type of game, type of humor, but in space. Guybrush Threepwood.
Yeah.
Roger Wilco is the host of
Done. But if you got Xbox Live Gold, it is free to you. Go pick it up.
I do, but I've not turned it on in 6 months. James, what's your jam?
It's a little computer program online. It's called Quick Draw with Google. It's an AI that Google has come up with, and you have to draw pictures. You have 20 seconds for the voiceover or whatever to tell you what you're drawing. Like, they've got to figure it out. So you're teaching it what images are by drawing them.
So what are you drawing, James?
Well, like picnic baskets.
Bunch of peens.
Boats.
VR peripheral.
A vagina with testicles. If you watch South Park this season, you'll get that.
You noticed my one fatal flaw.
I didn't watch last night.
It's funny. It's good.
But yeah, that's quickdraw.withgoogle.com. It's very fun.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's better to do it on a computer. You don't get the voiceover on your phone. You can do it, but you don't get the voiceover on your phone. Because once you start drawing, she'll go, it's a line. It's a circle. Is it a potato? No, it's not a potato.
It's a jackal.
It's a jackal. Is it a jackal?
It's a jackal.
It's not a jackal. It's not.
Was it right the first time you said it? Why the hell would it be right the next 10 times?
God. Was that Bernie Sanders or kind of sounded like him there for a second?
Yeah, he did kind of sound like that. Yeah.
Did I?
Like Larry David.
Yeah. We're gonna
pretty
go.
Good. That was unintentional.
That's my jam. My jam is Jugheads Incorporated, where you can see this photo of creepy clown time.
With
so
unaware
close,
James.
With unaware James.
I hate you guys so much.
If James was aware, my fear was that he would take that headset off and just punch me.
You.
So I was prepared for that. But
you're gonna be playing your PlayStation VR and pop that off, and there's gonna be a clown there, and you're just gonna pee.
You're gonna just take your headset off, and your wife's gonna be sitting there with a clown mask.
She knows not to do that. She's polite.
Oh yeah. She tried to tell that guy to stop that time. In that haunted house.
Yep. She got my back.
Boom. A Lorgan. What?
Did you say your jam?
Yeah, it was that picture.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that picture, but...
It is now.
It's now.
Is it VR? Was VR your jam?
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
Josh is like, let me play that zombie game again. I just need like 30
minutes. Yeah, I just need like four more hours in it and just... I just know I can do it. Actually, I'll say my jam is the Hamilton mixtape. It's just they're releasing two songs at a time, and it's just getting better and better.
Every week.
Lin-Manuel did not throw
I'm
away
on
a
it.
Shot. You're not. You won't even be on the remix of the remix.
That means it's back to normal.
Not the
true. Unmade.
What are you doing over there, Mr. Metronome?
Oh, is that
that's
on?
Loud, yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my bad. I was doing the quick draw thing.
Oh my gosh.
Like I said, it's better do it on the PC where you can hear.
Good night, everybody.
We can't take him anywhere.
No, you can't.
It's fine. All right. VR. We're gonna get our ARs. Our VRs out of our ARs, and
that sounds dirty.
What are we talking about? VR assault rifles? What's?
I don't know. It's fine. Whatever. All right. Our brains are VR fried.
VR fried.
Yeah. Do us and yourself a favor. Do us a flavor. Number one, thanks for listening. It's fun. Thanksgiving episode's coming up next week. That'll be fun to do. We'll come up with something great for that. Then we'll roll into James's most favorite time of the year.
It's the his most favorite time of the year.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Yeah, you got another couple days to get us in your suggestions for our Christmas album. We're going to throw together like nobody's business. So it's going to be great.
Lower your expectations.
Real low.
Okay, some of these parodies are going to be sweet.
Okay, good. All right. We'll see you on the flippity flip.
I hate it already.
Yep. He hates Christmas.
Hate it.
We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Tain and the Gooch.
Gooch, 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 gooch.
And so you do. Sorry.
I'm just the Gooch.
Who's that supposed to be, Josh?
Who's that supposed to be?
What's that impression of there?
He ain't listening to the podcast.
I don't let him.
No.
I wonder what old Eric Lemon would do on Tate and the Gooch.
I don't.
We'll find out.
Lemon, come back to us with your morning breakfast recipe.
No.
He's just Lemon still.
Yeah.
Did you say recipe?
Yeah. Morning breakfast recipe.
It's pea and toast.
Gross.
Yeah. Very gross.
Are we still on?
And that's why you could never be on the radio. You're he's like 30 seconds in, he was like, give me my paycheck. I'm done here.
I announced the traffic report and now I can go home.
It's like we're in the middle of Alaska. There's no traffic here. People travel underground in a hallway.
Watch out for the snow.
And the moon.
Oh, I will say an alternate jam is the Astonishing Legends Mothman series.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Super good.
And
spooky.
Spooky! Should Taint and the Gooch record them a bumper?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we will do it right after this.
Listen to Taint and the Gooch!
Taint and the Gooch!
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Taint and the Gooch!